February 18th, 1983.
Okay, let's start with your background. Where were you born in Italy?
Lucca.
Okay, what town?
Segrumino in Piano.
Okay. And do you remember what it was like growing up over there in the old country? Do you remember anything?
Do you mean in the old country?
Yeah, in Lucca.
Oh, in Lucca.
Yeah.
They seemed like over here in the farm, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Seemed like the growing, I mean, corn, grapes, and beans, potato. Seemed like in the farm.
Mm-hmm.
You know, here,
so you lived on a farm over there?
Yeah. Yeah, I got
olives.
Olives. Olives, yeah, that's what I might do. I forget. Yeah, the olive. But in my breath, I mean in my tongue, no olive, because the olive you don't growing all over, you know.
In the mountain
more. See? I got more different in the piano, you know, same like over here, no?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now, why did you leave and come to the United States?
You mean when they coming out?
Yeah, why did you leave the old country and come to the United States?
Oh, my father and mother, my sister, and my brother in Italy. Yeah.
And why did they leave?
They living, my brother living in Rome too, and one in Lucca. My sister in Lucca,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now, why did your father leave and take the family and come to the United States?
My father coming over here in Calumet, Hancock, they coming over here in America for three times. They coming, work in a mine, and then going back in Italy. My mother in Italy, you know, they got, she's got a family, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then my father working over here, make some money, they go back in a family in Italy. And they stay over here nine or ten years, working in Calumet mine,
mm-hmm.
Quincy mine, all the time in a mine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then come back in Italy.
So then finally he decided to bring the family over in 1920.
Yeah, but my family, just to me over here in America, over here my family all in Italy.
Oh.
Yeah, just to my father come over, all alone, and then come back.
Uh-huh.
But
then you came over with your mother and father?
No, I came all along with my friends, my girl, my negro, and friends and the family. But my family, they stay in Italy.
Oh, I see. Your father didn't come back then?
No, my father in Italy already, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That time I coming over here.
You're a young girl then, eh?
Yeah.
Oh.
I 19.
19.
I met you over here, see?
Mm-hmm. Now, could you tell us about the trip over? You came over on which ship?
Gee, I don't remember because it's now a long time, you know.
No. Was it the Savoy, you said?
Savoy.
Savoy.
Yeah.
No.
The little boat, not too big, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then I so scared when they coming because it looked like the boat was so not too heavy, you know. Looked like some time ago. In the water too. I'm afraid because I'm so young.
Uh-huh.
The first time I live with my parents in Italy, that's all.
Mm-hmm.
They coming over here. I'm thinking I stay 3 or 4 years and look along.
Now, do you remember when you were when you got to New York? Do you have any memories of that? What it
oh
was
yeah,
like?
I remember yet.
Ellis Island, you went through
very,
Ellis Island?
Very nice city, you know, New York.
Yeah. But what did you think of all of that?
You know, everything new on for me at that time, you know. I'm thinking maybe I find good place over here, and then, you know, when I coming over here, I think I find lots of snow that the year I coming. It's stormy. I feel so bad because in my country you don't have no snow, you know. And no stormy. When I stay over here 1 week or two, oh, I'm so disgusted, I mean, because I don't like it. After I stay 1 month or two, after I got I'm married and then I got family. It's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my people passed away. And then I got two sisters yet, and one brother in Rome. They working in a bank, my brother retired from the bank, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and they got family over there. And so I got everybody in Italy yet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now, did you, you went, you just kept house. You didn't, or what did you do when you first came here? Did you work?
I helped my, when I'm 1 year, 2 years, no, a year and a half, I married 21. I helped my husband, they do the macaroni factory, you know, they work in macaroni. And then I helped to clean and fix the macaroni and do something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I work in house work.
Okay, could you tell us about the macaroni factory? Mm-hmm. When did, or who owned it? What was your husband's name?
My name, Lavorini. The first, now Giorgetti. But the first I married, Lavorini.
Now, how do you spell that? And your husband's name was?
Freddy. They call Ferruccio over here, Freddy.
Okay, so when did he start the factory, this macaroni?
Oh, he started the factory already before I coming over here. The factory already,
mm-hmm.
before I coming over here in this country.
Mm-hmm.
And look along, you know. So.
There's something about Campioni. Campioni
had
first?
Campioni
did.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, so Campioni had his own factory.
Oh, yes.
Spaghetti,
yeah.
Macaroni
different,
factory.
Yeah, yeah.
And then Lavorini had
own factory.
Had his factory.
Yes.
Oh. Two of them in that company.
Oh,
two
yes.
Two factories.
Yeah, two.
Okay.
Yeah.
How many people did he have working for him?
Not very many people at that time because you know, my husband working for the macaroni, and then they got presso big room the other side of the house over here. Big room for dry macaroni, you know.
Mm-hmm.
After dry, they fixing. And they go outside, they got that time a lot of family, Italian family, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And lots of people, I mean, because lots of people working in the mine.
Mm-hmm.
And my husband, two days, something like that, working in the macaroni, making macaroni. And then the other day, go outside and take order for the macaroni, you know, and sell the macaroni to mm-hmm. the house.
You have horse or car?
That time they got horse.
Horse.
Yeah.
She
yeah.
still drives a car.
Yeah.
She drives a car, yeah.
I don't know this year, because I got to ride his daddy. That time I coming over here is all right because he's young,
mm-hmm.
and he don't make me afraid to do everything. I mean, driving. I got the horse too. I use the horse too.
Yeah.
Sure, I don't be scared. No.
Now, how much macaroni would he make? Did he make what, spaghetti?
Spaghetti, what? And the spaghetti. They make, I mean, maybe 10 kind of macaroni. The little one, you know, the small ring for soup. And the spaghetti is something like a string, you know, something like, All different kind, maybe 10 kind.
Could you, do you know the name, you know, the Italian names for them?
Oh, Italian and this name too, they got over here too.
Yeah, could you give the names of the different types that he had in Italian?
Spaghetti, the fedelini, trinette sound like something like a, like this a string, you know,
mm-hmm.
They call trinette. And trinette. Erbo macaroni, something like a fig, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Little truquette, something like that. So many, ten
rigatoni,
lasagna, you know, lasagna to make it long, you know. Say like over here in the store now. And lots of kind, 10 kind for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And then every day they go to the house, you know, so many house. They sell in the store too.
But he would deliver house
to house. They deliver, yeah, they deliver.
Big box, they got 5 pound box.
5 pound, 10 pound, and they in a bag, and you know, all the people sometimes they want in a box. Some people in a bag, you know. And they deliver. I go too. I mean, I'm driving my Ford, and I'm delivering the macaroni too. I go in Calumet, Mohawk. And Tri-Mountain, and Penny's there, South Orange, but I go all over. Sometimes I stay all day long outside the freeway,
mm-hmm.
and offer macaroni.
Mm-hmm.
And then next morning, I make the my order, you know, in a bag, in a box, in a package too, you know, in a package too.
Mm-hmm.
And I take outside and deliver.
Now, did the place have a name? Did the macaroni factory have a name?
They call Lavorini Macaroni Factory.
Lavorini Macaroni.
Yeah.
Okay. When did they stop making? When did you stop making macaroni?
They stopped making when my first husband passed away, because I got to take some people for the Chicago factory, something like that. They learn the macaroni, do you know, and then he don't pay me to have a man and pay so much, because the people are starting, the mine is starting lay off to the people at that time, you see?
Mm-hmm.
And then he don't pay me. And then that time my husband passed away, I starting to ride to the Chicago macaroni factory, you know, mm-hmm. big factory in Chicago. And they send me the macaroni over here.
Oh.
I don't make no more, see, because my husband,
mm-hmm.
he don't pay the man to do,
mm-hmm.
because he don't have a work every day, you know, job every day.
Mm-hmm.
And then I send for the macaroni, and the factory, they send me over here to the depot, send the big box, and then I make my work sending to the house, you know.
So did you continue the business?
Yeah, for a little while.
Mm-hmm.
For I don't know how many years. I think 9 or 10 years after. Yeah, the factory no more, you know.
Uh-huh.
Ma I buy the macaroni and I send it just the same. And sometimes the people, they want something, little bit of grocery too. Not just macaroni, mm-hmm. some grocery, olive oil, or rice, or something else, or something different. I bring them into the family. I make some money because I got two kids, I mean, it's more. And then my husband passed away, I got one daughter, 5 years old. And next, And the first one, 8, 1 8, and 1 5. I got it.
What year was that? What year?
Oh.
1930, 35?
Before.
Before 30.
Before.
The 20s.
20.
You got married
not
in 21?
Not 20. 20, 30. 29.
29.
29, it's 29, yeah.
So then you kept selling macaroni and all through through the
30s. I was selling macaroni, and then I make a nice garden. That time I was working hard. I make a nice garden. I in the morning, sometime at 7 o'clock, my door, two little kids, they do something in the house. I mean, they starting helping me a little bit young kids. And then I starting do the macaroni. And then I got garden. I make maybe, I fix maybe 7 or 8 little boxes of tomato, you know. I put in my car, in my truck too, you know. I got a little truck, do you remember?
Yeah,
my?
I remember.
And I got tomato, macaroni, I got something else, grocery, anything that the people, they like heavy, you know.
So you
I take
like
my order, you know, and then I deliver.
Well, I see.
Yeah.
So then you'd deliver then like olive oil and
same thing like the people they like having, I deliver, yeah.
Oh.
Some cheese, you know, some people they want some cheese, you know, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I make some money in the macaroni. I make some money for the stuff I got a truck. And then I make something for go because I got expenses too, and pay the taxes, everything, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then the two kids, I don't have no money that time. I don't have now, but that time it's hard, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, were there other women like you that were working like that in different businesses?
Oh, you mean, no, I don't have nobody over here.
No, but I mean, were other Italian women in Hancock working like that? Were there?
Santi say, oh, they you job by easy. Santi say, I can do.
How about Mrs. Campioni? She worked in the store.
They work in the store, yeah.
She work hard, I hear.
They working hard, yeah. They work in the store as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But you were one of the few Italian women that was working, that had their own business.
Yeah. Yeah.
She's the only one that I can remember come around delivering.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes I'm looking outside, it's coming dark, and then I be in Calumet, yet I got to look. Calumet, I got to come back home. I come back home to my little kids, you know. Say, Ma, I make something for supper. Look, 8 or 10 years old, not too young, not too old. And they start being working, and they want to make me happy. I mean, when they come back home, find something, see? Yeah.
So
not so easy for me. I mean, when I come in for the old country, because of the, I don't stay very much, I mean, sit down.
Mm-hmm.
I got it working all the time.
Mm-hmm. Now, when you came over from the old country, how did you find the United States? How did you find, you know, this area? Was it, you know, difficult not knowing the language?
No, not difficult. No, it's all right. You know, that time, I think lots of more easy than now. Because of the people, I mean the people, even, say that you do something, say like you go in a house, and do something, help some people. You don't care say they got, say you don't have everything nice in the house. Everybody happy just the same.
Mm-hmm.
Now, sometimes, now, say like now, they got everything, and no happy.
Mm-hmm.
That time make happy, I mean, say they got something, not too nice in the house. They happy just the same.
Mm-hmm.
But that time it's so hard because look now, nice warm in the house. Furnace.
Nice box.
But that time my goodness, I gotta go outside, take some wood, put in a stove and a kitchen stove. And sometimes it is a chimney fire and not so warm in the house because you keep it warm in one room and then next is cold. Now lots more easy than a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
See?
Mm-hmm.
Because they got everything.
Okay. Were there any women's clubs or organizations in Hancock for Italian women? Any kind of clubs?
Gee, I don't know. I don't.
You didn't belong to any?
Yeah, no. Daughters of Italy, I guess. Who's the daughters of
Italy? All the daughters in Italy, in South Range.
South Range.
South Range, yeah. Yeah.
That was the only one?
That's all.
Around here.
That's all, yeah.
Okay.
Right. I think they still have the daughters of Italy.
Yeah, they're still around. Yeah. What's her name? Capo. Jenny? Jenny Capo.
Jenny Capo.
She's still in charge. Now, they used to buy spaghetti from me.
Oh, yeah, I go to the house, yeah. They know me.
Yeah.
Oh, sure.
How about the Finn people? Nobody spaghetti? Finn?
Everybody might go buy.
Yeah?
Yeah. House, you know.
Austrian, Croatian, yeah.
I go all over the house. Every house.
Oh, so it wasn't just Italians?
No, no, everybody. No, not just Italian.
Oh.
Oh, no, no. They buy.
Mm-hmm.
He started using macaroni that time, yeah. Pulling everybody. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And very good people. So glad they see me. And they wait, I go once a month, you see, because I don't go every week, I mean once a month.
Mm-hmm.
I take one day I go and take some, they order me for the macaroni. And next day I deliver the macaroni. Yeah, yeah.
So how many customers did you have?
I got lots of, now I got a book before I marked, you know. I got pulling all over the press, I mean, I got pulling all the house I go. Sometimes they take me on one day. I don't go, say I go in Sado Ranch, in Tremonti. I make in one day. And Calumet make another day, you know. Because the truck, in the first time, the horse take more time. Can the car have?
You go on a streetcar too sometime?
Sure.
Take the big box on the streetcar.
Sure. Yeah. In a sleigh, and on the earth, in a sleigh in the winter, sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I work and say 7 years in the hospital too. After that, I don't have no more macaroni. I work in the hospital too. I don't work now because I can.
Mm-hmm.
Take it easy now.
I gotta take it easy. Too easy, Michael, now. I'm so afraid to say like you, mother.
How old are you now?
83. I come in 19, pulling it 20.
Mm-hmm.
And then 83 now, long time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, are there any other questions?
Or do you go to Johnny Jetta too?
Yeah, we go see Johnny Jetta.
Oh my God, the father working lots too.
Yeah, we go with the horse too.
Johnny's father, they working pretty hard.
Mm-hmm.
You sell to the restaurants too? Restaurant buy a macaroni?
The restaurant?
Yeah.
Do you mean the restaurant?
Like Gino's and
Moutini's? Oh yeah.
And they buy
oh
big
yeah,
box.
They buy big, I mean 10 pounds, 20. Oh, yeah.
So did you have much competition from Campioni's then?
Who's place? The bigger? You sell more or Campioni sell more? Maybe say.
I don't know. Put in here, you know, the people, some people, they like it better. I mean, some people, they like it more, you know. But they sell, put in here, lots of.
What year Campioni quit making?
I don't know my
before you? Sure.
Before. Oh yeah, oh. Because yeah, before me, yeah, before.
Oh.
Yeah.
And then he just opened just store. Ran the store.
Probably he had them both, probably the store and the macaroni.
Yeah. And
yeah.
Then just
probably
cut
just
that out.
Cut the
macaroni.
Yeah.
Out.
Probably that's
yeah.
What happened.
Did you have special machinery to make the macaroni?
Oh, they got nice machine. Very, very nice handy machine, I mean. And they use a good stuff, I mean, seem like a Pillsbury flour, but they use a different kind of the macaroni. Come say, I don't know, you
semolina?
No.
Semolina.
Yeah, for macaroni, very.
Mm-hmm.
And all the, my husband, they put the sun. Semolina is some flour, you know, mixed.
Oh, yeah. Regular flour.
Regular, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah.
What's the machine, by hand or by electric?
Oh, electric, oh yeah,
electric,
big machine, oh yeah.
Oh.
In a basement, oh yeah, big machine. She got one machine for the, do the dough, you know, with the stuff, like a semolina and flour and water. And they do say like you make a bread, you know. And another machine, and two more machine, big machine, you know. And they something like a, they put the something like this piece to do the time, you know.
Mm.
One spaghetti, one is more, but they got something like a couple, you know, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Make the caime di maccheroni o di gallazzo, I mean caime, sure, di maccheroni caime.
Now you had all of that equipment here.
Yeah.
Then what'd you do, sell it?
You know, when I got to sell, did somebody take, I mean, for pulling here nothing because they want different caime, see? You don't have the same machine I got, you know.
Mm.
And then I don't make much if I sell it at all. My sell, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And that was it then. Those were the two macaroni factories
so.
Up here.
And she was the only one.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's all.
No macaroni factory in Calumet?
Oh, no.
No, you were the only one.
No.
Okay. Any other things, sir?
Me, I got a little truck coming to high, you know, and so store make come back for the pennies there, Tremonti, and I don't see the road to drive in the truck. I don't see the road. The storm we got. Now the weather is good.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So you had a special truck then to deliver deliver all the stuff. What would you do? Put everything in the back of the truck?
Yeah, put everything in.
Was it like on shelves then?
Yeah, say like a shelf, yeah, yeah.
And so you'd stop in front of a house and then people would come
yeah,
out and just
buy
no, off
no,
the truck?
No, I deliver in the house.
Yeah, but they would come and they could come out and buy off the truck then?
No, no, I take it down. I take the, my spaghetti and deliver in the house.
Mm.
Oh my goodness, my...
Same thing.
Some people call ravioli. And some Italian call tordelli.
Same thing. So some put spinach?
Yeah.
Put spinach inside.
Not too much.
Well,
you know, more is good stuff you put in the tordelli. And more good the tordelli is coming. Because some people think spinach make a good tordelli. The good stuff make a good tordelli. Spinach, do you know,
same
Michael? Do you know, Michael, spinach, just for color, you know, the green.
Mm, yeah.
And they look berry.
Mm-hmm.
I said, do you put the just spinach, taste the spinach and that's all, not tordelli.
Mm-hmm.
Ravioli and tortellini.
Ravioli, same thing.
And then the torta.
A torta.
Big, what's that? Pie.
Torta, same like a pizza, you know.
But
it's different, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Put something different, it's good.
Mm-hmm.
people call it. Yeah. Lavorini, senti,
oh, Lavorini,
yeah.
Same,
oh, yeah,
same
senti, yeah. Mm. Yeah.
Now, was the, now what happened? Your mother didn't want to come over? Why didn't the family
no,
come over?
No, my mother, she's got the, ma, the madre and the sister sick in Italy. They don't want to live over there. Mm. They come over here. And they think to come over, but that time my father, she said, where I stay now, and then, okay. Mm-hmm. But they think to come over to my mother, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
So you just came over
just
because
to
of
the,
your friends?
Yeah, family, one family, and my friends, you know. Same like my family.
Mm-hmm.
They take care of me because young yet, you know. Mm-hmm. And. I'm ready because I know all along.
You yeah. come right to this house?
Yeah. My cousin come over and take me to autumn, you know, to the train.
Uh-huh.
And they pass to the bridge, you know, in the winter.
Yeah.
They pass to the bridge, the autumn bridge. And then, when I walk, she said, Filomena, do you know? What place do you know? I say, in a row, in a steno. She say, you on top of the water. In a, you know, in the lake.
Mm-hmm.
The lake ice. And the walk is in like a row.
Oh, I
that
see.
That time, you know, across the lake.
Well, you come on the lake, across
sure,
the lake.
Sure.
Don't use the bridge.
No.
Okay.
Because they're more short.
Yeah, more short.
Sure. And the lots of people walk, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They walk in the horse too.
Yeah, lots of horse go down
because
too.
Because the ice, you know, thick.
Yeah.
No, no, now nobody, no.
So what did you think when you?
My unit say, what you say? I say in Italian, you know. Why you? She says, sure, are you, that's the price of the water down. And they take me over here in the house and make something to eat, happy. I happy be over here, you know.
Who was Battistoni? Who's Battistoni?
Over, look, Battistoni living over there.
That house?
Yeah, but that time a big house, oh, you know.
Okay.
Now they make it small,
uh-huh.
And new one.
Uh-huh.
But that time a big, same like a church.
Uh-huh.
Sure, because they got room up there too, you know. Yeah.
Would they have borders?
Yeah, they keep somebody in the house, yeah.
So where were the Italians who were living here from? Where did they come from?
They come in Pulicroce de my country in Italy.
Luca.
Luca. Yeah, Luca, Livorno, Pisa, and Lazio Presto, but Pulicroce not too far. No.
Mm-hmm.
Most of them are from Luca.
Yeah, Lazio, yeah.
Now, were there any that were not from Lucca?
Now?
Around, no. Back then.
Any Piemontese?
Oh, Piemontese.
That's on the
around here.
Yeah.
Around here? Any Piemontese?
Oh,
primary?
Yeah, lots of Piemontese,
yeah.
Too,
yeah.
Over here, yeah. Sure, lots of Piemontese. Yeah.
And that was it, though. There weren't any others.
What's Joe Nozera? Joe Nozera.
Piemontese.
Oh, Joe Nozera, Piemontese.
Piemontese, oh, yeah.
How about, his wife?
The wife, no.
No?
No.
Don't
the wife is like Avelina, his mother, same like me.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because Luca, you know.
Yeah.
because they called Segrumino, no, Segrumino, the town.
How far are you from Monsagrati?
Monsagrati, not too far, no, Michael, no, no, no. Not too far. I know a lot of places because
Monsagrati,
not
down,
too far.
Down on the bottom of the mountain.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
And then were there a lot of Italian stores around here?
Oh, do you mean over here, not too many?
Yeah, around Hancock.
Not too many, not too many.
Campioni, Joe Rock.
Joe Rock before, yeah, Joe Rock.
Pioli.
And Pioli, Italian, sure, Joe Rock, and Lazzari now too. And Lenzi over here. Yeah, oh yeah, that time, lots of Italian store too, because lots of people went there. Lots of people at that time, a long time ago.
Well, Lazzari, he worked for Pioli first.
Alfredo.
He worked for Pioli. Yeah.
What did Pioli have? Vegetables and so on? Or just a store?
What did Pioli have? He had like a... I can show you where it was. He used to come get all the fruit and vegetable by the railroad track, eh?
Oh, this is...
Across from Jeanette's store.
Oh, yeah.
He was like a... Then they went together with Cahotes.
Mm-hmm. Cahotes and Paul,
yeah. But he started off first.
Yeah.
It's right by the tracks down there, a little where else. Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Now, did you know this fellow, Amato?
Amato, yes.
Yeah.
He was a good friend to my husband, too, you know.
He was what, a stonemason?
The stone, yeah. You know, they make a stone in itself. The guy in the cemetery, the old man Amado.
Yeah.
And they said, do you see so nice? And they take, do you know the Amado's building? They do, the old man, they do insert, take the stone every day and building the house. Look at
building. Still down there.
Look at building. Yeah. And the old man Amado, they do insert.
Yeah.
Lots of things do. Mm-hmm. Very smart man.
So he worked, made cemetery monuments too.
Oh yeah, this the boy, this the...
Oh, the grandson.
This the, no, the son. Yeah.
Frank.
The son.
Frank.
And the, oh. and the
grandson too. Ronnie.
Yeah, Ronnie, they got the stone, sell the stone too, yeah. Oh yeah.
But the old man, everything by hand.
Oh yeah, the old man do, yeah.
By hand. No machine there.
Very, very good people, Amato. Very, very good.
They are what? Piemontese or Toscano?
Pulicrose de Piemontese, no. Yeah. Oh, lots of people are like
well, Frank, pretty good shape. Lots of muscle.
Thank you.
All the time with the sledge, boy. He still can handle that sledge, old man.
Oh, Frank.
He's better than Ron.
Yeah, they do very nice
he's
job.
Strong.
Very nice job on my lot, my cemetery, too. Yeah, very good man. The family,
he's
everybody.
He's gone Florida now. He go Florida.
In Florida, yeah. Yeah, they come over and see me, their wife and their Frankie, before they go to, you know, yeah. Yeah.
So you're still friends with them, then?
Yeah, very good friends, yeah.
See, were there any other people that I'm thinking of that we could ask her about?
Just the Campionis.
Yeah.
Well, you can. How about the Vecchio Bar, Gus the Vecchio.
The Vecchio Bar, the boy, he lots of people living in the.
The apartments upstairs.
In the apartment, yeah.
Yeah, but he had the bar too, eh?
Oh, yeah.
Gus.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then if they got a restaurant, you know, make it sound.
Yeah,
Yeah.
I had the bar.
Oh, yeah.
It's not like electric there in
the window. Yeah.
Well, I'll be darned.
Yeah, the nickname of the Vecchio's bar is the Huskow.
Mm-hmm.
What is the Huskow? Jail?
Jail, yeah. Yeah,
and they had an electric chair, right, while they rigged it up in the window.
Now, were there other Italian bars around here?
I don't know.
Up in Coburn Town, you heard all about
Coburn Town,
that.
Yeah.
Well, Coburn Town, yeah.
Notley.
Notoli.
Nutini.
Nutini, okay.
And what's her name? Joe Cartucci's sister.
Oh, Maneschi.
Maneschi, Caroline.
Caroline, yeah.
She had a restaurant and bar.
Oh, yeah.
Caroline.
Sure.
So what did the Italians do, though? In the beginning, they didn't have restaurants. In the very beginning. They usually didn't have restaurants.
I guess they usually started out in the mine.
Yeah. But they would operate a saloon. They wouldn't usually run a restaurant. Then the restaurant came later.
Probably, yeah.
You remember? You know, was that the case?
Gee, I don't remember, no.
Because well, I think you
the Vecchio's was a bar.
A bar.
Then they had the boy had the little restaurant
yeah,
in between.
Yeah, yeah.
The boy.
Afterwards.
Yeah, it was strictly a bar.
But in the early days, the Italians would eat at home. They wouldn't go out and eat.
Well, how about Caroline Maneschi? She have bar and restaurant or just restaurant?
Just a restaurant, yeah.
Just a restaurant,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But that was late,
that,
later.
Yeah, in the 30s and 40s.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Just had the restaurant. An old terrible.
Terrible, yeah.
Funny man, eh?
Era nice, eh?
Funny man.
Funny, yeah. Make the laugh everybody. Make you laugh. Oh, yeah.
Terrible.
What did he do?
He worked at Michigan Smelts. He worked in the Smelts and he kept busy. Mm-hmm. He had the nicest garden here.
Yeah.
All the time in the garden.
Yeah.
He talked funny all the time. A few beers, he had everybody laughs.
Yeah, that's all. The people are happy, you know. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, were there Italians living out? They said. Jetta said they were out in Frida. Were there Italians out there?
I couldn't tell you. There's French people out there.
Yeah.
And lots of Finns.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, lots of French people.
Frida.
Lots of French people.
On that side of the lake, very few Italians. Michigan Smelts have
it. Yeah, Michigan, yeah.
Michigan Smelts.
Yeah.
No way about a mile or two of a boat.
Yeah, that's all. Not very many, no.
Balconies.
Yeah, Balconi.
Yeah, there was Italians there.
Yeah.
I don't think, not too far out.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Couple of
yeah, most of them would have stayed, would have been around here.
Yeah.
Okay.